Blog Talk Radio.
About MMA fights and boxing and the differences and
a good show, so we'll be playing some of that. And we'll also be talking to Bad Seed. Bad Seed of the Plague also has Six Man Radio. He's the boss over here at MCMI Radio. He's the one that gave us the opportunity to put the show together, so big up to Bad Seed. Song we just played was Battering Bars by Sean Price, featuring MCMI's own Pumpkinhead off of the Mike Tyson album. It's a dope joint. One of the best albums of the year, definitely. If you haven't copped that, go cop it, or at least go listen to it. Support good hip-hop. Before we get into the best of show, we're going to just... We have a poll up on MCMIReport.com where you can find most of the music that we play during the shows. Our website, MCMIReport.com, hip-hop portal, real dope shit. Definitely check it out. But we have a... We have a poll up there about this ongoing feud or battle, whatever you want to call it, between Cassidy and Meek Mills, two of Philly's finest MCs. So, yeah, you know, they've been putting out tracks back and forth, dissing each other, people talking shit, Meek Mills putting up old pictures, posing with Cassidy's moms, whole bunch of shit going on, but they got these two songs. Both of these songs are, like, official songs, so we figured we'd play these two, and you guys can judge which one you like better. Once you hear them, you can go up to MCMIReport.com and check out the poll and vote, and, you know, we'll see what the people say, and we'll put it up next week to see what the results are. So we're going to get into this Cassidy joint called Raid, and then after that, we're going to get into the Meek Mills joint. The Meek Mills joint is called Repo. All right? This is MCMI Radio. Here's Cassidy's joint, Raid, the Meek Mills diss.
Everybody know Cassidy. That's what he do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't easy to get around them punchlines he going to bring to you in the battle. I don't care what you say, how it sound back then, or you ain't getting around that in no battle that easy. You know what I'm saying? The boy, that's what he do professionally. He been doing it. I think Cassidy been in the probably more than 5,000 battles, and I don't think he had one L, and I don't think a new guy just gonna step up and give him that L that easy.
Yeah, you been on my dick. You should have took your own fucking advice. You know you not fucking with me. I used to help you write your rap, give you tips on how to get better. I used to tutor you. Now you wanna disrespect your teacher? Well, you got a problem on your hands that you can't deal with, bitch. Hey yo, you ain't got nothing on me. They couldn't wait for me to dish you in the song, cause you was fucking corny. Remember when you used to run up on me like,
Cass, please listen to my song.
You used to play this shit like this a hit, Cass. I was thinking, man, that shit trash, why lay this shit? You said Cosmic Cass gave you shit, cause they ain't never play this shit. If you ain't mean it, why you say this shit? Now your song getting played every day and shit, so you gassed up, but I still eat your ass up. Yep. You turned into a fag to get your cash up, but I'd rather be broke than get my ass fucked. I started off with 50 Cent, I ain't lying, but I'ma get rich or die trying like a half buck. Yo, my balls so raw, it could get bagged up, but yours got mad cut and not the kind of scab up. Yup, this what I'ma do to you. Kill you in the battle, then while Laker say a poem at your funeral. Damn. Cause you wasn't getting bread then. Now you trying to ride out, but you coming down the dead end. You was a fucking bum. You couldn't even get your braids fucking done. It looked like you was growing dreads. And we know I turned to Christ like SIBO, but in jail was the only time I hung around a CEO. Huh. I'm the illest MC, yo. Why you wanna try me? Man, I'm the S-H-I-T. You niggas shook up like Ali. I spit cook up. You don't wanna be hooked up to an IV. You would rather eat a whole bowl full of dog shit than drink a cup full of hog spit before you try me. R.I.P. See the mortician, boy. I ain't doing no more sweating. Get your door kicked in. Come on, you be drawn, nigga. I ain't bullshitting. How you go on Twitter tweeting at the bull snitching? Listen, you better off trying to make a verse, cause the shit that you tweet just only gonna make it worse. You a dry snitch trying to say that I snitch. Bitch, I never opened my lips with a paperwork. You was in pit going to court with a PD. No commissary, couldn't even make a cheat sheet. When I was locked up, I was on TV. Soon as dudes turn on on the news, they would see me. So yeah, they put me on PC, I'm not debating. For the first month, did the final seven on population. I hate talking about the past, but wild shit be coming out your mouth, cause you talking out your ass. But watch how you talk when you talking about cash, cause I'm seriously offended. Don't get your career ended, you finished. Your whole career is a gimmick. You must have lost your damn mind screaming all the damn time. You can't rhyme, and if it wasn't for Charlie Mack, you wouldn't even have a house to have a house party at. You could hardly rap, all you do is make party tracks. Niggas know meat sounds so weak on a slow beat. You blew up fast, but now you got a slow leak. All you gonna hear about is how Cass aired you out. Who cares about how you supposed to be rich, or how you riding in your ghost, rolling on your wrist? Bitch, you really hype, but you ain't even reppin' Philly right. You not a big willy, just cause you know how to willy bite, right? It's like I was 16 doing it. You cockroach, I'm the dopest nigga you seen doing it. Don't make me put you on that Summer Jam screen in them dirty ass jeans and the sneakers with the wings on it. Your first album in that compilation flop, cause you tell a bunch of lies and you exaggerate a lot. Stop saying you was making guap hustling, cause you wasn't. You never had keys like a combination lock. That ice moisten nights and that imitation watch. So why you always rapping about how much cake you got? You a son of a bitch trying to imitate your pop, and you never was a thug. Why you imitating Pop? You was wrong for doing that song Tupac back. I seen the video like, where the fuck is Tupac at? Then saw your boss like, nah, Tupac not fat. I had Philly on lock before Tupac got clapped. You know me, a OG in the game. On point like Derrick Rose before he hurt his knee in the game. For 10 years I've been the dopest MC in the game. How you expect to keep respect long as me in the game? See, your name was Meek Mills and now it's Meek Mills. You couldn't even keep the fucking D in your name. You the biggest pussy in the game. I got you cat shook. Cassidy losing to Meek. Now how does that look? Why you drop that song Repo? That was a whack look. The streets know them people need to repo your rap book. I'm back, look, this what I prayed for. You dug your own grave, boy. That's what I made this song rave for. And Meek, how you gonna wage war when the GDs made MMG shut down they paid tour? You getting paid, I got paid more. Way more, I just get it and spin it, I should've saved more. I signed a deal when you was in the sixth grade, boy. You got some nice whips, but none of them shits is paid for. Man, you leased it, don't keep it a damn secret. You could front for a couple of months, but you can't keep it. And everybody notice you niggas is fucking bogus. You might as well pre-order your recipes, boy. You niggas about to go night-night, Dwayne the Snooches. Fuck them all.
I buried those cockroaches.
This ain't about who the richest and who the brokest. This is about who the dopest, a nigga focus. You moved from Philly, you only in the city, cause in L.A. Big U signed your eviction notice. You jokers better keep your mouth closed. I was a household name, for you was coming out your household. Yeah. I roll with a bunch of goons, so I'm extra safe, but I still gotta keep the weapon on me just in case. No, I don't wanna catch a case, but I never keep the safety on my weapon. I ain't try to keep my weapon safe. You extra fake, show some respect, cause I was there when all you used to wear was dirty ass V-neck. Yeah. You spit a bunch of BS, you don't want it with me. I get fucking busy, ain't nobody fucking with me. Under Digny, I've been gritty all my damn life. Damn right, you might go flow, but you can't write. You not trying to go to jail or lose your damn life if we start beefing, so let's keep it on the damn mic. Fuck all the damn hype, this about bars. It's not about Rollies, it's not about cars. It's not about YSL or Audemars. You jumped off my dick to dick ride raw. Keep your eyes on the sparrow, me. Cause riding up a nigga's dicks is not a good way to travel, me. So get off, yeah, you tried to get your shit off, but your shit soft. You gon' get your head ripped off. And all the frontin' that you doing got me pissed off. Nothing that you write true, that's why I don't like you. I don't know who hyped you, all your bars recycled. Fuck who got opinions, you know you not winning. I've been hot from the beginning. Son, you got problems when they tired of your style after one album. I'm not finished, you the dude I'ma chew up. You my son, one of my sperm cells that grew up. Yup, I bought you in this world and I can take you out. Then let your bitch and my dick start making out. You already know every radio station bout to have this song bumping like a nigga that's breaking out. Look, you could put my raps in a crack file. That style you got not yours, that's PD crack style. And that's foul, I told you to switch your rap style a while back. Let him get his style back. You not a loud pack, you a black mile, you just rap loud. And you wild whack cause you rap with another cat style. I ain't feeling Robert or Meek Williams, I'ma kill him. And I could care less if he catch Philly. The Meek shall inherit the earth, well that's exactly what Meek gonna inherit when he buried in dirt. Meek, you never should've spit that verse. ain't loaded lux, but you know what's up. You about to get that work, yeah. Get that doctor, get that nurse in the hospital bed. You gon' get that first, yeah. Get that casket, get that hearse, get that pastor, get that church. Your career dead, yeah. And you can keep sleeping on me, but I'm about to blow up like an airbag, you airhead. I keep it gutter, nigga. Word to mother, nigga. You signed to a nigga that signed to another nigga with a 360 deal. So that mean anytime you get money, you split money with other niggas. You break bread, your homies to say I love you, nigga. But they not supporting you, they extorting you. When you was broke, all them niggas was not around. But now look at all of the niggas you got around. Yeah, you popping now, but if you stop getting chiseled, all them niggas with you gon' start to get forgetful. I've been through it before. I'm not gon' bullshit you, it's official. Same shit, different toilet tissue. It's like they might shoot they pistol, but if somebody gets shot, then the cops gon' come and get you. That's your case, they only know your face. And you can't afford it, nigga, even if you go straight. Yeah. It's a slow wait, plus you want probation. And being caged in is a fucked up situation. Fucked up. I'm trying to school you cause you my kid. And I'm concerned you gotta learn from the dumb shit that you done did. Dummy. But you always been a stupid kid. You got a little brain even though your head's stupid big. And you might be getting up in some puss, but
what you think? You getting girls now cause of your looks?
What? You look like an animal in the face. You remind me of that monkey on Planet of the Apes. Wait, I see panic in your face. I know I'm scaring you. This the cockroach barrier. I'm too hot and got too much material. But you annoying. I'm getting tired of hearing you. You so pussy, you probably get the venereal disease. Meek, I'm your father, out of your league. You know your whole team weak. And you was mad Kendrick Lamar, so more than your ass, nigga. I seen a tweet. My nigga Jag made you have your worst nightmare. Lost any fam right here, and we don't fight fair. And we ain't like y'all squad, cause we all ride. Meek, you be looking all nervous with the frog eyes. And Rough Riders gon' ride with me too. So Robert ass is dead, and ain't shit you could do. Nothing. Plus the rest of your niggas could get it. Too. I get it them right after I get it you.
Yeah, I said it.
The rest of your niggas could get it too. I get it them right after I get it you. Faggot.
We're gonna knock this right out. We're gonna skate to one song and one song only, nigga. Yeah. Really? Fucking kind of style,
huh?
Get your jig on,
huh?
You a clown ass nigga, put a wig on,
huh?
Nigga, I be going am to the big on,
huh?
All this I do around my neck, I got a bridge on,
huh?
Body cast, put him in the body bag,
body bag.
Bro, nigga, we should put you in the body cast,
body cast.
Real nigga, all I know is get a lot of cash,
lot of
I
cash.
Took you right here, niggas, but that's why you probably mad.
Damn.
My story, all guts glory,
yeah.
Posted on the corner, clock 40, suck on me,
yeah.
20 years on. Give a statement, nigga, you can never take it back. You ain't part of the game, nigga, part in the fame. I got 30 in my clip, I can park in your frame. Plus this rollie on my wrist, cause the cars can change. We talking bike life, about to put a park in my name. This a ride on you niggas, slide on you niggas, C550 when we glide on you niggas, like glide on you niggas, I'm inside on you nigga. I ain't never had no rap, had no ties to you niggas. So why you suckers hating and talking about what I'm making? When I be out Jamaica and ballin' like I'm a Laker, the givers and the shaker, these niggas is getting faker. And I'm just getting richer, I wake up and get my cake up. Black Maserati, 10 killers for Poppy, 10 killers beside me, all looking like Aki. I remember nights when corners were beef and broccoli. Rice and gravy, now it's crazy, police got me. All gold AC, same watch as JC. Ballin' like some KD. How can niggas play me? If you ain't talking money, nigga, fuck you, pay me. Rock hand with the top down in the AC. On, on. Fuck is y'all doing? I'm a king, you're a pawn, little nigga, I'm a dawn. The choke price high, cost 44 John and like 24 half. Little nigga, do the math. And you talking about a battle rap? How you gonna handle that? 100 grand pussy nigga, you ain't got the stats for that. You ain't got the stats for that. You the one we laughing at. You ain't got half for that. They bump you up, ass attack. Bye, clown, calm down. Who you made me prime now? Fucking all these superstars like, who be Millie prime now? Went from driving Bentleys to going half on prime parents. You niggas need to die now.
got Debo. Them Twitter niggas fucking with your ego. You in the field, try to turn a guy like Debo. Nah, that won't work, nigga. That'll get you murked, nigga. All black ghost, nigga. Looking like a hearse, nigga. Been a dead man, so I'ma dig you out the earth, nigga. Just to stuff your skeleton right back in the dirt, nigga. What you made this year,
huh?
What you worth, nigga?
Work.
I dropped dreams and nightmares, I made church, nigga. I did, I'm a boss, youngest at the summer off. Now these old niggas mad at me cause they falling off. Get your aid on cash, and we ain't talking larceny cause they all trash. And your goons ain't riding with you, they all mad. You ain't never put no food up at ARM. My dog caught a body for you, damn, he ain't eat from it. Now you mad at Swiss cuz you can't get a beef from him. Once my niggas come in at you, dog, we gon' keep coming. Where those Forrest Gump, nigga, better keep running. DC, nigga, you PC, nigga. While you was scared, I was DNCT, nigga. Talking to Tip about how we gon' beat these niggas. All I know is bang, bang, like that Chief Keef, nigga. Got a mad black ass, gold rims on it. Bitch looking like it got bad Tim's on it. Cashmere sweater, bunch of gems on it. All my guns come with extends on it. Duck, I get hit up. Duck, nigga, you lit up. Cause you looking like fool, my young is ready to get up. Call you for a verse and tell you to write some shit up. Boom, hot stick up, jumping all out the pickup. Whoa!
You know you fucked up, right? Hey, hey. The hustler.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we know y'all been waiting for some quality shit, yeah, yeah. 2002, we about to bring it to you,
yeah.
We about to bring it to you,
come on,
yeah. Y'all, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh no, y'all niggas done started something. Niggas scared, see, gonna get a car something. Coming through like a star something. Y'all bitch, get a bra something. Before I bring it to your jaw something. I got problems. Giving them out, dreams and goals, living them out. While you watching more, you pull to your crib, niggas still in the house. Bank statements, I'm filling them out.
Yeah, used to write rhymes to the theme of Taxi so fast, ain't no opportunity past me. Spit the fire, then I crumble you up like hash cheese. Back in the days, used to flash trees with the Bastille. Yo, take it back to making records, take a section, recollect from Clinton after Brooklyn Tech, representing Brooklyn best. Open up the spectrum deck, yo, the nigga said it best. Yes, that's the time, but I'm not depressed.
Check the Kodak codes for magazines to the big screen. Four-wheel machines make your wind scream. Kids fiend. From the urban to suburban, they roll up on me thirsting like, hey, hey, Mr. Dream Merchant. Working blue collar for a few dollars more. Reppin' like Lethal Weapon 4. Check the box score. Hotter than the block war. Rotten to the core. Drop it raw. Break out like the Commodores.
It's the throwback king. Don't believe me? Watch it. Kidnap Doc J, dog. He hang in the closet. Jerry West there. Pistol Pete there. Under the bag, he's the kicks and the heat there. I'm a hustler. I hustle hustlers. I don't shine. It ain't no justice. A lot of niggas out there can rap, but they don't cut the mustard. I'm out for the bread. Heard that, nigga? No sense.
Why I need it, yeah. Leaked in my pores, spill on the street, yo. To keep hip-hop alive, I kill on the beat, yo. Build on the weak and say, peace to the strong. Get deep in the song. You can feel the heat from my palms. When I touch this game, nigga, nothing the same. I'm so sick, it's like I be getting stuck in the rain. Like every day, niggas picking my brain. Cause I'm slick with the slang, and I don't be getting addicted to fame. Come on.
Reppin' my section with my clip. Keep a weapon on the hip. Ain't no question, kid, or flip. Who you messing with? Specialist. Got the coldest gangsters respecting this. Reckless. Legend in the flesh. Flow is effortless. Major league. Want my expertise? Pay the fees. I come through. Tease a fade and fatigue. Blazing trees. With the 40 cal. Verbal I spit. The merciless. Rebel I burn shit. Soon the world will admit.
Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Talent quality, the bad seed. Inspect the deck from the woo. Yeah.
bringing 88 back.
From the sound booth, collect grammar like panhandler on Skid Row. My John Doe will build a vision where Thorpe can go walking without the devil hawking. Stakes is high like weed smoke. We need folk to shed the truth.
Ain't no lie, I got souls. To hell with role model teachers and guardians with rock hard erections of seven and sins. Raw intercourse and mother nature. She likes to bang to the left. Teach our women and children only the best. Stakes is higher than the highest mountain. Most death.
This is the 21st century, boss. Shit ain't quaint. All Apaches got battle cry and war paint. I do what some can, cause I is who they ain't. That ain't stroking my sack, it's just a black ink fact. Point ain't no keeping me back. It's most death is the handle. Try to test and get suppressed like a government scandal. Exhibit is exquisite and a level degree. Fly high in the sky with the super MC.
Yo, I write lines like I come from New York City. Rolling with committees, making your whole life shitty. Shutting down your taxes. And you best to believe brothers become permanent niggas when they stole us attract. And ain't no niggas like the one I know. Cause what I know is them niggas gotta go. Make me feel I need to buy a fofo.
Bloop, bloop, sending them express to help though. Classic material like Run DMC and Leeds. 4 out of 5, every G owner agrees that it's them damn high stakes that make you pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Give it to 55, y'all.
You know them stakes is high.
Still high,
they ask me where my future lies. I told them it's still high.
Still high,
that you are.
so the dream is the answer. That I give when you ask if we made it. Just sit back and look at our dash towards greatness. Stay tuned to these raps, a roadmap. These lines are just highways to my future. Head in the cloud, rip for a parachute up. Just gotta make sure the cockpit's ruthless.
Come
on. So there's no ceiling to hit when I blast off. So I'm gunning at it full speed with my pads off. Trying to make it. So I only make statements that pertain to relevant situations.
Come on.
Was born in 29 years ago. I was born with the gift, young Cyrano.
Okay.
Had a way with words so lyrical. Rain Man didn't have to try, just appear to know.
Baby girl said, why you got your slippers on? I said, no matter where I roam, I am so at home. My childhood, I still see those steps. When all I wanted was some Jordans and a CRX. I've been driven to be fly. They need my presence. The ribbon in the sky, yeah, the habits of excellence. On my road to riches, hate is just another stop. Victory is sweet, it tastes like butterscotch. Had to switch it up, pick it up another notch. Time's too valuable for a Casio watch. My skill's so real, even if I tried, it will probably come true, even if I lied. It's too easy when you're left field. I say they can't see me in these lame zones still. My dinner's on simmer and my drink's on chill. To even my pinballs in the game's on chill.
A quantum leap through the horizon. Like sands on the beach when the tide's in. I go deep till I stand at the feet of Poseidon. Never mind what the haters say about him. They mad cause the ladies stay around them. Their lack of faith has the same outcome of a razor blade trying to scrape a cane through a mountain. And let me get loose. I dress like the skeletons in my closet of complex issues. Mindsets with a pistol of suicide. Playing Russian roulette with a clip full. This pain is my utensil. I'm in the belly of the beast trying to digest his food. Getting paid is a ritual. I'ma live for this money till I die with a fistful. I take flight on the double to that flashlight at the end of the tunnel. I'm trying to fit a whole life of struggle into a glowing icon on an iPod shuffle. And it takes me high.
St. Joe Louis, UPS, Silent Night,
hear that rooster crow.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
I woke up early, I'm so early. The face is sunshine, good morning Jersey. The dawn is purdy and the garden's gorgeous. And I'm doing just fine, though I got more stress. Went so far in, I damn near lost my way back. So I follow my dreams, they make great maps. Then I follow the stars, they push me back. Now I'm giving my heart, cause they can't take that. NJ Global, North International Airport flag. These niggas whack, so they local. Fly guy logo rap, like my tongue's wrapped in my Komodo strap. Oh yes, I'm on it, yes, I'm on it. And I won't stop until I line the coffin. I won't drop until I'm exhausted. I wake up and grind like morning coffee. Morning coffee.
Travis and AM, we are the new plug. This is the new dawn. Just trying to put my city on. I am a shoehorn at least. I can snow the whole key. Roll up on the leaves, and my expectations still higher than me. See, I know the bottom line. We well suited for pain, we wear traumatized. The Gucci or the Prada kind. Trying to find the right shades to go over turkey, bacon, eggs, and toast. Good morning. Now, so stay out the lane that I'm in. If you haven't noticed, I'm kinda insane with the pen. You became dead.
You success took a shot. What are you gonna do now? How are you gonna kill it? You gonna become unsuccessful? Frank, we can be successful and have enemies. Huh? Be unsuccessful too. We can have friends.
I got these niggas, Breezy. Don't worry about it. Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a fuck. Now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It's tough, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. The friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not in my nuts big. I don't know what the fuss is. My career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable. I'm not to be fucked with. With shit. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a Porsche's like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I'll off your on switch. You're not too bright, good night, long kiss. Bye bye, my reply, blah, blah. Black Bernard and Pat Bernard, a ta-ta. Finish my breakfast, why? I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed poor. I'm pissed off. Is this what success all about? A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All the safe spade I drank just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could have saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's house? No boo, hold up, let me move my bowels. I shit on y'all niggas. OG, tell these boys.
I shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, only slept in once. Niggas said Hova was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. Y'all ain't got nothing for me. Nah, let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring, my villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living? Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive's great, but I love giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on the range just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. They gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth now, I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies, like that's within. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, stop the cast of men. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV part, but Tola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe. Let this bitch breathe.
Scalpel.
Here.
Sponge.
Here.
Wait. He's convulsing. He's convulsing. We're gonna have to shock him.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to shock
him.
These are the results of 1,000 electric volts. A neck with pulse.
Nurse, we're losing him. Check the pulse.
A kid who refused to respect the dog.
MCMR.
Like we bring an 88 back.
Oh, we are.
You sound like some ogre shit, nigga.
You ever feel like somebody watching you? Well, I do, and it's true. The whole world asking who is this animal from the zoo. Out in Brooklyn with the mean one, two on the mic. Shit that he kicks, I've never seen kung fu. The tongue suffers from the machine gun flu. Rapid fire germs, you worm trying to creep on through the rotten apple. If you want, if you rap, you'll have him for lunch or a snack. After his brunch, you will snack crackling crunch in his mouth. But when I chew, I have to spit, cause none of y'all taste good. Your whole gimmick is full of shit. I'm so ready for war, every lyric I fill a clip to the top of my hip hop, block popping it so you trip. Let me ask you, if this is non-profit, and would you spit? Do you feel a goosebump when your joint knocking the whip? Do you do this for the love, or is this a plot to get rich? As if it is, I hope your album drops in the bottomless pit.
I give you a bitch to box in the sky.
dick, two shots on my dick. Tell her suck my two popsicle sticks. To kill time, I threw rocks off the cliff. To kill rhymes, I spew vomit and spit lines. Watch you emit the bloodline and blue rot while it fit. The blue dream part two, that's new rot in my zip. Part in the whip, these high fives can't cop me a whip. But if I'm lucky and loot drops in my mid, I do Ozzy Smith flip. Still trying to learn these new Copperfield tricks. And all I know is every cowboy steps too hot to bullshit. The blue hospital trip, this new doctor sick. The flu shot for the hip, a few palms got a chip. I'm at the palms with a chip, with two palms on the chick. White balls, big palms on a tip. Chewing omelets and grits. Don't know how long your watch gonna tick. Electric chair at the table, gotta watch where you sit.
Rock lines just like landmines. Got a bottle of gas up, about to get blasted up, son. One step to boom, black suit filled the room. Got a gas up, about to get blasted up, son.
And I know you're. Name blessed, the faith in the top performance. Was there from the start of the slaughter. When I go off like a shot from a sword off. This was a cop warning, sort of. Hands off my shit, I off you quick as the black guy dies in a horror flick. This artist spits stars every song I pick. The fans coming out the blue like some farmer crips. I'm from the corner strip, it's flawless. You be an informant, eating lunch with officers, feeding the sergeant. This heart of a martyr shit, these bars are. I like folks related fucking. They just come out retarded, kid. I'm guarded with the arm looking like Cable from the X-Force. You less than a pawn. You a checker's piece on my test board. N-I-N-O. Real heads know. I go harder than acid trippers bopping the tech. No. Oh. I'm popping the deck bow until it's knocking my elbow inside of the top of my chest bone. Check out. Oh, you at the club on the line early in your fresh dress clothes and the bouncer said, heck no, you were lame. The full asleep exit holes for your X and O's. Don't get a lot of sex, it shows. You were strange, trying to exit and go wherever you go. Before my brethren, how you go, leaking whatever you know. I'm keeping whatever you owe, keep it whatever, whatever. Whenever you don't, you never, you won't, no. I keep it forever, forever. Can't stop my fame, I foot on the gas and I painted a stop sign green. I stop, I lean on niggas. Excuse me, I throw elbows, there's no dress code, just cold death flow, and silences that don't echo, I grab your throat, and I won't let go, die.
Rock lines just like landmines, got a bottle gas up, about to get blasted up, son, one step to boom, black suit filled the room, got a bottle gas up, about to get blasted up, son.
Yo, the topic today is fighting and MCing and hip-hop music, and how does it all go together, you know? Because a lot of MCs always talk about what they'll do to somebody, and there's all these battle rap leagues out, a lot of competitions, and, you know, I'm thinking, like, it's kind of similar to boxing or wrestling, how it's promoted, you know, to get the two artists to do a little YouTube blog, that's like the press release, right? And you talk a lot of trash. People talk about who's going to win, you know, and then it's fight day. You know what I mean? Two MCs go in the ring or two fighters go in the ring and one comes out victorious.
I get paid to knock people out.
Exactly. Who said that? Call us up if you know who said it. Don't tell them.
I said
that. You know who said that on a hip-hop record. I get paid to knock people out. It was a very notable hip-hop group. Call us up and let us know.
What?
Yeah, I think I know where you got that from.
Yeah, but you don't know who said it.
I think I know who said it, but we'll come back with that in a little bit. So we're going to hit you with one more joint and come back and take calls. So call us up, 646-478-3599. MCMI Radio. Let's get it.
I'ma set it, get it, got it, good. I rap for my niggas in the D in the hood. On that ass like the first, coming whack that ain't us. They wanna see a player down, that's what it was. All my people in the, put your hands in the air. And rock with a nigga to the sound of the snare. It's the D to the with the S to the B. The most to the most, to the best on the beat. They don't want it, they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? Stop, set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yup, stop.
can they get it? Yeah, they can get it, yeah. About to set it, yeah, about to set it, yeah. Feeling set it, yeah, about to set it,
all my
yeah.
Hands, throw your triggers up. By the hammer, my hand on the biggest nuts. No bama, I blow gans when they split the blunt. This is for my niggas stuck up in the ghetto, pump in the middle where they pull a fluff and they'll kill you. They quick the buck, chick stricken, chicken club. Switching up to your whip to your system bump. If they succulent tits and now your dick is sucked, steady counting figures up. Benjamin's been with the 10 and 20 bucks. Spend it up on a Benz or any trendy truck. I'm where they be sticking up innocent, independent citizens. Not giving the Senate dividends. It gets split and cut. I'm blowed and I'm licking up. I've been told that I'm cold as a winter month and I've showed I can explode when it thickens up. Blow, I'm back on the style. Let me pick it up. Did you predict it? What I spit on this hit is ridiculous. I should tip my pimping cup. It's a pension, a percent of a pension's rent given for living expense at the stripping club.
Whoa.
They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yeah, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? I'm about to set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yeah, I'm about to set it, yeah. They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yeah, they can get it, yeah. About to set it, yeah, about to set it, yeah. Finna set it, yeah. Don't
yeah.
Let me catch you slipping up your numbers up. Dip and duck or run amok. Attempt to jump like double dutch. Eclipse a bus. Your click is just sick of us. Bringing the heat, steaming me, swinging. Defeat you, street dreaming with sleep. Idiot. L, the sickest you ever heard. Ain't predicting a set of words that he's sticking ahead of nerves. He just gifted with Lady Curve. Positions written to say something. Gotta stay busting. Coming off on the line like a fadeaway Dr. J jumper.
Then we got the streets buzz. Then fill up, blowing, bub, blend. Those who ain't caught on, fill them in. We in the city now, and we playing to win. They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yeah, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? I'm about to set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yeah, about to set it, yeah. They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yep, they can get it, yeah. About to set it, yeah, about to set it, yeah. Finna set it, yeah, about to set it, yeah.
Woo! Oh, well, set it, yeah, about set it. Yo, that joint gets me hype.
Yeah, that's a dope joint. Dope joint.
Yeah.
Shout out to SV. Well, what was SV at one point in time?
Word. They left us with a nice body of music though to listen to. A lot of recordings. So.
AG, did you put in? Did you cue up my? My cha-ching for when you say things twice. I'm just wondering.
I think I did. And you know what? Shout out to Bad Seed because I went on his show the other day on a Saturday
yeah.
and co-hosted with him. And
yeah.
He interviewed some really big people. He had, could say Ralph McDaniels, VJ Video Music Box Pioneer. And we both interviewed Capadonna from the Wu-Tang. So shout out to him. It was a Wu-Tang show.
First video show I ever watched was Video Music Box, and I was like, I don't even know how old I was, 9, 10 years old and shit. And all I had was like regular TV, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I get to this channel I'd never seen before, Channel 31. It's all fuzzy and grainy and shit. And fucking Fresh Prince was on that shit doing Parents Just Don't Understand. I think that was the first video I seen on a video show, because I didn't have cable back in the day when I was young. I was 4. So,
word.
All right, I shouldn't say that, but we didn't have cable for a while. So, you know, Video Music Box was the shit back in the day when that came on, and then EPMD, all that shit, man. Like, yeah, you got to chill. One of the first videos, like, man.
So what L is, Ralph McDaniels called in the show this Saturday past because we were doing a Wu-Tang tribute, and he shot the first 2 or 3 Wu-Tang videos. So we were talking about his involvement and, you know, working on those videos and stuff. But he's actually going to be the guest on Bad Seed show tomorrow, Saturday.
That's dope.
For the whole show. It's a whole interview about Ralph McDaniels. So y'all tune back in to Six Man Radio tomorrow, 7:30. But right now we got a caller. So the Wu-Tang tribute show had a lot of this going on. You know, so that kind of got me inspired to do a whole fight music episode over here at MCMR Radio. And somebody who's really a fan of MMA fighting and knows a lot about that is your boy, Tone Def, from Q5 Music. Say what up.
Hey, everybody. I enjoy combat sports and rap music.
We got shot.
You guys are so fucking hip-hop right now, just letting off gunshots to fill up dead space. You know what I'm saying?
Like bringing 88 back.
You know, if
hardcore.
Jesus Christ, how many fucking sound effects you people have? Jesus.
We got whatever, you know.
You can fill up half a show with the fucking sound effects. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. MCMI.
Like we bringing 88 back.
You son of a bitch!
Yes, G enjoys his sound effects, trust me.
Yo, 3 weeks ago, me and Blitz at the end of the show, we do overtime, right? When the show goes off the air live, we keep recording for another half hour, and then people hear that on the archive. So it was the end of the show. We have been drinking and doing the show at the same time.
We just had a sound effect fight.
We started arguing and, you know, cutting each other off with the sound effects.
Wow.
And it had to be like 10 to 15 minutes of us go, what? What did you say? Different sound effects.
Wow.
Cash registers.
Wow.
People saying, you're an asshole. Stuff like, it was just really funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. I wonder.
But, Tony, what's good?
Too, I'm chilling, man. I'm fucking, it's Friday. I'm actually kind of amped because there's a huge UFC fight on tomorrow. It's probably the best card of the year, and it's on free television. So y'all motherfuckers with TVs need
wow.
to check it out.
Nice. Well,
yeah,
that's why
you ain't got a TV, you ass outside.
If you
yeah, that's
TV,
why I'm happy to...
You know what I'm saying? You need to check with your PO. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Make sure you go to the Radio Shack.
You can watch the Wackest Fight tonight on Facebook, right?
You know what? To be honest with you, I watch all of them, like from the prelims. I'm watching fights for like 6.5 hours tomorrow, like no doubt. I watch the prelims. I watch all the way through the main event because it's not like boxing where there's a bunch of dudes with like, you know, like a 52 and like one record that's fought a bunch of bums. Like in
right,
MMA,
yeah.
in MMA you got 10 fights and you're fighting the best dudes from the jump, and motherfuckers either get in or they get out really quickly of that sport.
Right,
yeah, but from what I saw in the ads and stuff, they cut it up. So there's one fight on Facebook,
uh-huh.
and there's like 8 fights on FX, and then there's like the main events, the 4 main events are on Fox.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
yeah.
the reason for that is all just, like, marketing, you know? Like, every time that they put fights on Facebook, they get, like, another couple hundred thousand likes because you have
right.
to like their page in order to watch it, so they just do it every year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just smart marketing. The second one with FX is that they're trying to build up the FX network, and
right.
They just put fights on there. So they're just switching basically between all the Fox outlets. Like, anything the Fox owns, they go from Fuel to fucking FX and then to Big Fox. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
They're smart fuckers, man. Dana White's like a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant businessman and a marketer. So I watch all of his shit very, very very closely.
There's going to be a fight in Rupert Murdoch's kitchen, son.
Hey, you know, you want to know some funny shit? I don't know if y'all know this, but MC Hammer owns a fucking MMA management company.
Cha-ching!
Son, and he manages, like, top dudes, like championship fighters, level fighters.
Is it called Too Legit?
I wish. It should be called Please Hammer, Please Hurt Him. That's what it...
That's good.
It should be Please Hammer, Please Hurt Him. But,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I know. I worked on that.
So,
like,
Tone, the reason I was really happy that you called is we went to your house and we watched the fight that day when you invited us.
Yeah,
we
haven't been
invited since, so I guess, you know, we made a mess with the popcorn or something, but you just didn't call us after that. But anyway, you know everything about these fights. Like, I just watch and I'm like, who are you rooting for? The guy with the red shorts. You know, the dude with the tattoo. We don't
right.
know who these people are, but
the
we do what it means, and we want to see some ass kicking.
That's like everybody.
Right. So you know about this. So who are, like, some, like, a couple of the top dudes right now that are really entertaining? Not the people that, you know, are smart and lay back and win the fight because they don't get hurt. The people who mix it up and are really fun to watch because there's a lot of kicking and punching. not the choke out artists, the people who really brawl.
Hey.
Like,
see, now you gotta see. We gotta hold you up right there, man. Because I've seen some incredibly entertaining, you know, jiu-jitsu matches and grappling matches. Like it really. Here's the thing, right? With MMA, yeah. Like you just pointed it out. It's the same thing with boxing. There's dudes that just play defense the entire fucking time. And then there's dudes that play offense the entire time. Like, but there's
right.
the dudes that do offense all the time. They tend to get caught a lot because they're just being wild and throwing hands and legs and leaving shit out there. Legs get caught, arms get caught, motherfucking necks get stretched, and dudes go to sleep or they get knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like a dude like Husamar Paulharis, he's this Brazilian leg lock specialist, and I would say that right now. And you would be like, yeah, whatever, leg locks are gay. But this motherfucker, like, he injures dudes, like, permanently. Like, nobody wants to fight this dude because he will snap your fucking knee in half. You
right. I mean, I don't think leg locks are gay or any grappling. I think it's dope in terms of fighting. But I think that if someone's really skilled at jiu-jitsu and they get somebody down, they're going to tap out in about 25, 30 seconds. But I hate when I see a fight and there's a whole round of a choke. Like in the first 5 seconds, someone gets down and then they're in a choke.
Yeah.
And nobody gains ground or loses ground. The guy can't get out of the hold, but the other guy can't make him submit either.
Right.
They go 3 minutes, the round's over. They come back out. They do that again for another 3 minutes. I'm like, come on.
It's the same thing in boxing, though, man. Motherfuckers be laying against the rope playing the okey-doke, or they're playing the clinch game. You know what I'm saying? They're just, like, all tied up against the ropes, but they're landing shots on the inside. That's, like, the little parts of the sport that, like, if you're not very technically savvy on what they're doing, that it just looks like they're just lying on each other. You know what I'm saying? Now, now to your point.
G doesn't care about finesse, the technicality, or,
shit.
Like, the science of it. He just wants to see people get punched in the eye.
I want to see blood. I appreciate all that stuff. You're a good fighter if you can do that, and you win. That's the bottom line. And you get the other guy out, and you protect yourself. But it's not that entertaining. On TV, for these fights, I want to see a lot of wild, crazy stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, to answer your question, so that we don't have to get in this whole fucking debate, to answer your question, you want to watch dudes like Anderson Silva, you want to watch John Jones, you want to watch Jose Aldo, you want to see dudes like Eric Silva, you want to see Nick Diaz, you want to see dudes like Lorenz Larkin, just motherfuckers that go out there literally to kill. Like, I love fight. Like, Junior Dos Santos is going out there to basically put a hole in your face, and that dude is huge, and he will just manhandle the fuck out of your jaw with some fists. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really, really entertaining fighters. Like, right now, I think the problem has been recently, and I've only been a hardcore fan for maybe like 3-4 years now, but I haven't missed a single event, like anything. I haven't missed anything. I'm up on the blogs daily. Like, I'm fanatic with anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, it started with porn, went to hip-hop, and now I do MMA, right? So this I've moved on. I'm progressing in my life. The next thing will probably be, I don't know, you know, My Little Pony collecting. But
it's a lucrative business.
Yeah, it is, on eBay especially. But what I think is happening is like, dudes are just getting better. So, like, it's going to take longer to submit somebody because they know how to get out of this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it just turns into a chess match. And motherfuckers are boxing better, so it's going to just – it's just going to be harder to knock somebody out, you know?
Exactly. And back in the day when they had these kung fu tournaments and underground fighting, you know, fight clubs, nobody was videotaping.
Mm-hmm.
And people would not, you know, back then they didn't have flip cams and cell phones that could tape that easily. People guarded their secrets. Like, if somebody was winning mad fights, like, he didn't want anyone taping him because they could see what he's doing and learn.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then, but now everyone has access. So
right.
It's that's what elevates it. You know, that would have worked 20 years ago, but now everyone knows that people do that, and they practice 10 different ways to get out of that move.
Right. And it's the same thing like battling. I mean, you're talking about battling. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
And here's the interesting thing about just the whole battle scene in general is that, you know, battles weren't online until we started putting them online. And when I say we, I'm saying me and Pac and Alexis and MC Battles. And we started MCBattles.com. And before that,
it was
the first video battle site on the Internet. And before that, there was no archives of the footage. There was videotapes floating around of, like, Scribble Jam and, like, Rocksteady here and there. But, you know, you had to go to, like, Fat Beats and pick them up on VHS. But there was nothing online because that technology didn't really exist to stream video. You know what I'm saying? So we were doing it when real media files were still the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, before YouTube.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, we were posting real media files of these things. And, you know, and what that did was it kind of opened up, you know, that can of worms. It opened up Pandora's box for kids on the West Coast. And if you notice the timeline, the kids on the West Coast really picked up on what we were doing in the Midwest and in the East Coast with our battles. And we had a very kind of in-your-face kind of style of battling, and we were doing a lot of punchlines and, like, sight gags and shit. And then they just started – they upped the ante. Like, they took what we were doing, and then they upped with the freestyles and the patterns. And, like, if you notice, like, freestyling now is basically weaving – multiple rhymes together. Like, you can't just do bat, cat, and hat now. Now you got to rhyme, like, four syllables every bar. you know?
Right.
I mean, when you freestyle, and those kids on the West Coast really, really perfected that shit, that style of battling, like the XIs and the fucking, you know, all those dudes, like Immaculate and fucking, like all, that whole scene that came out, you know what I'm saying, from the West Coast, and that evolved, and then they started putting those battles on MC battles, and then that evolved into, you know what I'm saying, people started to pick up on that, and then the kids that are coming up are learning from scratch how to do that from scratch, and then he got tape on everybody. So then it's just like, there's no way you can come in saying the same lines. You can't come in saying the same bars because motherfuckers memorized your shit, and they'll spit it back to you in a battle. And then, you know, once it got to the written shit, like the way that it is now is basically just WWE, like set the rap music. Like motherfuckers come out, and they got costumes and shit. Motherfuckers coming out with catchphrases and the whole crowd saying it with them. And it's just sort of like I get it, but it's more theater than it is actually battling, I feel like, at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not fixed, though.
Yeah.
It's
not, I mean, fixed in what sense? Like, fixed in a sense where we're still dealing with the bullshit of, like, crowd judging or judges that are just biased. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's never going to go away, you know? So...
Well, Tom, let me ask you a music-related fight question. Boxers usually come out to a hip-hop song or a rock song or whatever they think will get an amp. Wrestlers would do that back in the day. I don't know if they're still doing that whole come out to the music. I'm sure they are, but I don't watch wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the illest songs that like, someone should come out to like that's of hip-hop, you know?
If you're an MMA fighter, you want to play Bang from Tone Deaf.
Yeah.
Because that was horrible.
I remember watching the fight when your song came on.
Yeah.
Which fight was that?
It actually never aired, which is sad.
Well, tell the listeners what you're talking about.
Okay. Right. So for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a huge MMA fan, as you probably mentioned already, noticed already. But I wrote a song for this fighter named Chris Camozzi, who was on the Ultimate Fighter show, and he was in a pay-per-view. He had a little winning streak together. And on Twitter, it turned out that he, like, at-replied me. He was like, oh, bumping that Tone Deaf in the gym. And I'm just like, oh, shit, for real, you know? And I was, like, honored. I was like, dude, these guys are, like, fucking, like, incredible athletes, and they give me the drive to do what I do and make me kick myself in the ass, because when you see their training, it's like, I'm so lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... So he was like, yo, I got this fight coming up. And I was like, dude, let me do a walkout theme for you. And he was like, bet. So I sent him some beats. He picked a beat. And then I wrote a song. I had about, you know, I thought I had a couple weeks. And then he hit me up like, yo, they need it by, like, Friday. And it was, like, Wednesday night. And I was like, fuck, like, I got to do this all, basically. So I wrote and recorded and engineered and mixed the whole shit down in a day, basically. And I turned it in. And he said everything was gravy. He turned it into the UFC, blah, 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 blah. Everything was good. So up until that point, and then he, you know, it was out in Australia, so there was a communication delay. And I got everybody in at my crib. I had, like, you know, my friends and people were there, and I'm, like, excited. I'm like, turn that shit up. Like, he's about to come out. And he walks out, and then I hear Shook Ones from Mobb Deep.
Right. Well, that's another example of a really good joint.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great joint to walk out to. Yeah.
But disappointing not to hear your joint. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. Let's go into one joint. I'm going to play something off the new Sean P album, Mike Tyson. Actually, it's the title track. We'll come back in like 2 minutes. I have someone else on the line who fights, who does this for real. He's a boxer. I think he's in the lightweight division. So those guys throw mad hands. It's not, you know, a slow fight. He's going to talk about his upcoming fight tomorrow and tell us his take on some of this stuff. And he comes out to a certain hip-hop song, too. So, Tone, you can, you know, kick it with us. I don't know if you got somewhere to go, if you want to stick around.
I got 10 minutes.
10 minutes? All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
If you want to join us, call up 646-478-3599. MC on my radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Yeah, rude. I'm the best in the borough, I'm the best in the city, I'm the best in the state, and the rest of you fake. Don't question the age, don't escape in your face. Bang, bang, shoot em up, make a mess in the place. Oh, you a E-head, oh, you a weed head. I got a big gun.
guns bigger than Maxi Priest Press. Fuck the rhyme, though, I'm back on my grind mode. Thinking my connect be deep in the coaster like Sean Poe. How that nine go? Where your guns at? Taking moves, eight in school, he a lunch pack. This is gum rap, for knocking rap smarter. The educated rapper, the African godfather. Just shooting spray. Rock through my game. Trying to think of warrior from the Isle of Ukraine. That niggas know the flow is wicked. Your bitch suck dick to show tickets, bitch. Yo, you a battle rapper. You be rapping in battle. I shoot your shit up, dude. It's a rap for the battle. Niggas dabbing in tattle. It's a rap when I catch you. Pro chicken iPhone, you got clap at your apple. I'm God's favorite, I'm flaking with arms facing. I'm breaking your arms while niggas raping your mom's naked. Be forever, I'm better than wordsmith. Lyrically, Michael the Tyson, you Trevor the Burbick. Smack a nigga on sight, B. Adidas track suits with Nikes. Be mugging who? So cheese colorful. Rainbow bright at night, I can't fuck with you. You a lame homie. Do your thing, homie. Put your head between your legs and do your thing, homie. Got niggas who ditch boys. The last LP. I quit, boy.
MCMI.
Yeah, what's good? MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're back. It's the Fight Music theme show of MCMI Radio. We're chilling with our hosts. What's good, man? Check the mics. Check the mics. 1, 2. So we're going to swing it over to this new young fighter that's out of Brooklyn. I'm going to bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, Angel Garcia. Say what up.
What's up?
What's up, good, man? So I'm really honored to have a professional. Sorry, man. Go ahead. You just came out of the what?
I just came out of the weigh-in, man. I just had my good meal. I went to fuel with my boy over here. He's actually with me right now. We're driving to the crib. Everything cool, man. I'm ready. I was 134 pounds. By tomorrow, I'm going to be like 147. So he's definitely in trouble. So he should be ready.
who are you fighting and when is it? It's tomorrow. What time? Tell us all about
tomorrow
it.
Tomorrow starts at 6. You can actually go see it live on gofightlive.com. It's at the casino in Queens, the Racino.
Is this the same one that your last fight was at?
Yep, that's the same one. And you
okay,
were
this is in Queens,
time.
So
you can
actually go to this.
What happened?
No, I was saying tone deaf. You could, it's your neighborhood. You can swing on over.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, we've been talking about hip-hop and battle rap and fighting sports. We're talking a little bit about MMA. So, I know that you come out to some theme music, and it's a hip-hop song. So, what song is it? Who's the artist? Why do you come out to
that
song?
Something happened with the artist that for this fight he's not going to be able to come out with me because he's actually in Miami. He's his name is F. Black. He's he was nominated for Song of the Year. That's actually the one I came out with. It was called Believe. I was coming off from a loss, my only loss in a professional career, and I thought it was good for me as going inside the ring as it was gonna pump me up because if you believe in yourself, you can go far. And the words he was singing during the song, they were amazing to me, and it really pumped me up, and I got the W.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, the music worked.
Do you know who you're fighting tomorrow, or is it possible they could switch it up on you?
The fight has been signed for already like a month already.
Okay.
His name is Victor Galindo. I never heard anything about him. I heard he had 25 amateur fights in Puerto Rico. And he's 2-0 as a pro, 2 knockouts. Me, on the other hand, 53 amateur fights. I tried out for the Olympics over here, lost in the finals, and that's when I went to the pro game. I had I'm 4-1 now. I'm going for my 6th fight tomorrow. I lost one fight because, you know, being young and stupid, that's what happened to me, you know, trying to, like, beat Macho Man in the ring. I could get everybody out, and that's what happened to me. Other than that, though, the career has been going good. There's nothing to really complain about. I mean, the laws set me back a little bit, but I'm definitely doing what I'm supposed to be doing now, and I'm just going hard for what's mine, and I'm definitely going to be somebody in the boxing game.
I'm sure that loss, you know, you just learned from that and what not to do, and it kind of humbled you a little bit in terms of the cockiness, and then, you know, next time just handle the business.
Yep, it definitely did. I was just too cocky. Put it this way. I went inside the ring with Prada glasses, cocky. It was horrible. It was horrible. I had to protect me for weeks.
Really?
Like, how are you doing?
He was getting his Apollo Creed on, son.
The thing is, though, that the dude, not to put him down or nothing, but he was not supposed to beat me. He was an opponent. So it looked really bad on my resume. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he got knocked out right afterwards. Right after the fight that he had with me, a month later, he got knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
So I don't even sleep still, man.
Do you have any sort of say in your opponents, and like, does your manager pick the fights, or who's picking the fights? Does the promoter pick the fights?
I actually let my manager do that, because if I start picking fights, I just get very anxious. I was anxious to begin with.
Right.
So he knows my style. I've been with him since I was 13. I'm 23 years old now.
Okay.
You know, he knows my style, and he knows what we have to, you know, what we have to do to get to the top. But on the other hand, he doesn't want easy opponents for me. He doesn't want me to be a paper champion. You know what
right.
I mean? So
absolutely. I mean, because that's not going to help you in the end anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
For the fact that, look, a bum beat me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's pretty much how it goes. I let him take care of who I'm fighting, and I just pretty much, if there's any videos about the guy, he watches them, because I don't like watching that either. I get really anxious.
Right.
He watches that, and he just picks the people I spar with, I train with, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, man, you know what you need to do, man? You just need to let us know, because we take care of that motherfucker to beat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we find out where he lives. You know what I'm saying? I find out where his kid go to school. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we
the hip-hop way. You know what I mean?
Oh,
handle that.
Exactly. You guys should just come with me tomorrow, and you'll just walk in the ring with me.
Hey, Angel, let me ask you, where do you train out of?
It's on 32nd Street and 4th Avenue. Our Don't Sweet Signs Gym. I'm actually the first pro. We have a lot of other pros, though. We have William Shamar Witt. He's 2-0 in the pros. We have Nicky DeMarco. We have a good team, and I'm actually one of the youngest out of in the pros. But we have this kid coming up. His name is Richie. Man, this kid is like 10 years old, but man, he thinks he's Manny Pacquiao in the ring. He's Filipino also. So you know, we have, and the thing is that he thinks he's Manny Pacquiao in sweetness, and I'm sweetness. You know, he mixes it up, and I'm a lefty, he's a lefty, so I'm like a grown man out of the kitchen.
Now, wait, Asia, I got to ask you this. So your name, I saw it on the poster. It's sweetness-something in Spanish. I can't remember right now.
Yeah,
say the whole thing.
It means the same thing. Actually, the whole nickname, it came out of one of the gym mates. He thought it was funny. I thought it was really uncomfortable wearing sweetness. Come on, sweetness.
Because
yeah,
I was saying,
that,
like,
that,
no
MC
would go
fun.
To a... No MC would go into a battle and put that as their name, you know, sweetness.
Exactly.
So I was like, no, is it because of the sweet science? Like, what does it mean?
Sweetness is basically because of my style. I have a sweet style, and just like Sweet Pete, Pernell Whitaker, he had, you know, a moving style, and that's me. I'm a mover. It means the same thing in Spanish, and ironically, the guy started calling me sweetness, and I was born and raised in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
My style, which is called it's actually the town of the sugar. So ironically, it goes with me, and I can represent the people from my town, from Puerto Rico, and especially that there's never been a boxer from my town. So I mean,
so you flip that. I like that.
Yep.
That's what MCs do. They got to take something someone said and flip it on them, and then they're like, well, I'll take that as a compliment, you know?
It's always
been a compliment in boxing, you know. It always, you know, that or like the sugar or whatever. Those are all, you know.
The funny thing is that people
are
funny.
In terms of,
They don't call me Angel no more. They call me Sweetness. Hey, Sweetness. You see people in the street, Sweetness. And I'm like, oh, man, they don't even know me by my government. it's funny.
Cool. So, Angel, I know you got to rest for your fight tomorrow. I don't know if you trained the day before, but you just finished your weigh-in. I'm coming to the fight. I got tickets. Let people know where they can get a ticket for the fight. And then we've got someone who is a martial artist that's going to be coming on the show in a little bit, in a couple minutes. I'm going to play maybe one more fight music joint. But tell them about your fight tomorrow. Where can they get a ticket if they want to come, you know, purchase that?
The fight is tomorrow. Well, I don't have no more tickets left. You can get tickets at the door over there at the World Resort Casino. And
okay.
They're about 50, 125, and 225 for the all-you-can-eat, the drink. And it's going to be a hell of a night. It's going to be awesome. There's about 10 fights going on, and I'm fight number 5. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Especially that afterwards, we can go home after seeing me perform and just watch the Pacquiao fight. So it should
exactly.
be good.
Exactly. There we go.
Yep.
No doubt. So let's get into this classic classic hip-hop joint that I would come out to if I was entering a fight. And I will see you tomorrow, Angel. You know,
no problem,
I hope
man.
You knock
thank
the dude
you,
out.
Best of luck, son. Put him in a body bag.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. Good luck. I'm sure you come home with the W, man. Good luck. I sure will. Thank y'all.
No doubt.
You're listening to the best of MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk.
MCMI. Are we on the air?
Yes, sir. We are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Are we? Do we have Wi-Fi? I don't know. Whatever you call.
Yeah.
Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio 5 to 9.
Yes, sir. Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that. You know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch.
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are. An asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, MCMIReport.com.
Are you a homophobe? Do you suffer from uncomfortable silences from things that you say? Can you hold a conversation without stopping at least 5 times to ponder on the homosexual content of what you've just said? Hi, I'm Ray Chippendale, and I'm here to tell you about Paul, the new oral spray from Old Spice. Now you can avoid uncomfortable situations like this.
Gosh, Sean, you always give me the best tasting juice.
And this.
Yo, son, that nigga tight, son. I was feeling him last night.
And this.
Oh, my God, I just love Enrique Iglesias.
That's right. All your potentially homosexual statements can be nullified in just one easy spray into your mouth. So get paused today. In fact, lines are so long for our product, you might just have to come in through the back. Pause. Tell them Ray sent you.
Pause.
Hey. Woo! Here we go again, y'all, huh?
Keep on praying till the end.
Yeah. What are we? What are we? What are we?
We are the champions.
Who are we?
We are the champions.
No doubt.
Of the world.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Tone deaf.
Yo.
Check it out.
Everybody. everybody kinda down with me now. Here we go again with some of the dirtiest words you've heard but couldn't discern, cause most of the shit that I spit is a blur. Certainly, but observing me once isn't really serving me any justice. So bust this extraordinary functional display of the tongue twist. Some of these punk bitch kids are thinking they rockin' and rollin' harder, but it's the biggest imposter. They never stole the guard. They reckon that they got a stolen car. They get in the way that I'm running them over, dog. Always on. They get in the faces rolling off with pure resolve. Thinking I'm sure it's all kid. You wanna get burned? Talk shit. Step at the tone deaf like trying to run without learning to crawl, bitch. Y'all is thoughtless. Cause if it determined to fall, I recommend that you stall a bit. Cause I think I mastered all of it from the hottest barber spit to the introduction shouts. Except at the start of this. Listen, if anyone doubts the kids, they gotta be flogged to whip just like a fucking sodomist. Nah, stop to the apocalypse hits. Regardless, I'll be gifted up or call it quits. You call vintage is bug by Mr. SOS and tone deaf and it's the great. Hearing the words come out of my mouth and making the shit in itself just like a weapon in your face. Stepping in my face, but you better be asking me to flow but give performances. I think I'm running my stars with about a half a galaxy to go until it's over with.
Holy shit.
Yes, you love it, don't you, baby? Go for mine, scoop it all, swallow to the balls. And I follow through the malls because it gets up my flow is fucking polished to a falls. Astonishing awestruck crowd. Leaving the city with Harley and Joshua. How? When I'm abolishing the laws of sound, nobody figured would ever fall to just now.
Damn.
Touchdown, better go talk about another landslide to the Cuba 5 side. Nobody's sick as a kid. You can bet your man's life because it's losing. Eye time, prove it. 9 times out of 10, you can see me then. Over 182 BPMs, doing the 16th notes to even the 24 syllable speedy flow. And I can see Joe until that day arrives, but I'm gonna stay alive because the way I grind's really a state of mind. And even the base design, I never strain to rhyme. If anyone takes my lines, cause it's a waste of time. Because at point blank, I'm gonna spit it with this critical flavor shit. Sickness, it's tone deaf. Best flow in the game. If the world's listening to bear witness, yes!
It's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Yeah, yeah. Got my mic situated. Did that song cut off? Because I was hearing the song, and then I didn't think it would be
over.
No,
that was the end of it. It was real short.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you all about that in a minute, but I'll tell you the joints that we played so far, because we played a lot of new shit. We played this joint by Craig G that just came out called Effortless. It's off his new album that's out now called Ramblings of an Angry Old Man. We spoke to y'all about that for a quick minute not too long ago when we had Master Ace on the show. But, yeah, that joint is dope. It's featuring Sean Don and Big Pooh. So that album is out right now. You can definitely go cop that on iTunes and all the, you know, all the internet sites, that Amazon, all that shit. We played Guilty Simpson joint, Guilty Simpson and Apollo Brown off of that that album they got out now called Dice Game. That shit is hot.
Yep.
I'm loving that album. That's in heavy rotation on my iPhone 5 right now, you know. But yeah, that song's called Nasty, featuring Planet Asia. Apollo Brown did all the beats. And I know that Amazon's got that joint on sale right now for the rest of the week for $6.99. So if you're a cheap bastard.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, if you're a cheap bastard.
I saw that.
Go to Amazon.
They're going to grab some sales.
You know what I'm saying? And then we played some Kendrick joints. We played part of the Backseat Freestyle. I love that joint. He goes in right after that, the part that y'all heard. But y'all going to have to
go back. I apologize for cutting it too soon. The buttons were sticking, and I got trigger happy, and I hit it before I was supposed to, and it got cut off. But, you know,
just give us
a reason to rock it again next week.
But but definitely go cop that Kendrick Lamar album. The album is crazy. It's definitely a classic. It's one of the very few classics that I've heard in a long time that's like a cohesive album that has like a beginning, a middle, an end, has a concept. He really did
with
that album. You know, I like his
mixtape.
You played
the original version of Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, right? That's not on the album, right?
Tell them
about that.
Yeah, what happened was Kendrick, through his travels, met up with Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga and him became friends, and, you know, she tweeted that, you know, they were doing some joints together for his album. But when the album came out, she wasn't on it. So, you know, a lot of people was wondering what happened. And what happened was that his camp wanted the song to have a certain sound, and, you know, there's just certain things that they wanted those two tracks. She was supposed to be doing two tracks on the album that they wanted. You know, they had a vision for it. She had a different vision for it, and they couldn't meet, you know, in the middle, so they decided to take her off of that joint. I mean, the song is crazy regardless without her on it.
Okay.
I think his sales would have went through the roof if she was actually on the album. And, you know, they did a video for those joints because that's a whole different market that, you know, I'm sure doesn't even know who Kendrick Lamar is, you know, Lady Gaga's Monsters and all of that shit. So I think he kind of lost out on that, but at the same time, not having her on it gives it a more, I don't know, like it's just a little bit more authentic, or, you know, just having somebody of her stature, of that, you know, mega pop star,
yeah.
Might have made people feel a little bit different about the album. I don't know.
Right.
You know.
Well, now
like
it's like a remix, so it'll keep the song alive because now there's different versions of it since she put up the
video.
Yeah,
well, what happened was she decided to just throw it out there because she's still cool with Kendrick. And I'm sure even just having that out there, she even did a little video for it and threw it on the internet. So that's actually on mcmireport.com if y'all want to check that out. That video is
most of these
there.
Songs that you just mentioned are up there, I believe, right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the
if
ones that
the,
aren't will be up there shortly. So.
Yeah, and if not the song is up there, then definitely links to the songs. Like, let's say the Guilty Simpson Apollo Brown joint is not up there. Another song is up there, but it gives you a link to the album. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Mostly everything that we play, you will be able to check out or get more information about on our website, mcmireport.com. Another thing about that Kendrick Lamar album, it did pretty well. Sold 240K in his first week. He debuted number two on the charts, which is cool. You know, I think he could have did better, especially if you look from a standpoint of who was number one, which was Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, she sold 1,209,000 copies.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, you know. You know,
they say people don't buy music, huh?
Well, it, obviously the hip hop people ain't buying music because them Taylor Swift country fans buying her shit like crazy. You know, so y'all need to get out there and support real hip hop so that we can keep doing this shit. Only way that we can keep doing it and making the music that y'all want to hear is if you support it. If you don't, then we're going to have to make some Taylor Swift shit and make some money. Say bird.
And it used to be only independent artists were saying that. But it's like it's slowly, little by little, the sales are eroding from any artist, even if you're on a major label. It's still sales, but it's a little percentage, 10% less than last year, 20% less than next year. Eventually, it's going to just be, if you don't support the artist you like, you're not going to hear from them no matter what they're thinking. They'll get a TV show or make a movie or something. That'll be it. Because
yeah.
Cats got to eat, you know?
I mean,
listen, we got, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, he sold 250 in his first week. I think he'll definitely go gold. Hopefully, in, you know, like 2-3 months, he'll be able to go platinum. Because, you know, he put in work. He deserves it.
Definitely. I only said it once. And there's no cash
I know,
register
I was
loaded
for you
up
to
today.
Say it a second time.
do you want me to load up the cash? No, I'm not going to say anything to you. So I want to let you, let the audience know we have a guest host, so I'm bring him in. It's actually, well, I'm just going to bring him in, and then I'll introduce him. So,
MC,
Yeah.
Yo.
What up, what up?
What's good?
It's
what's
the
good?
Bad
was,
seed.
That was a warm reception. Yo, I need the applause one more time. One more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man.
Yeah. You already know. Y'all doing y'all thing. I'm listening. I see y'all. Thank you for having me.
How've you been, man? We haven't gotten to chill in a while.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm chilling, yo. You know, I got a couple things on the Bunsen burners. You know what I mean? You know me
right.
Running around trying to do a couple things, but you know, checking y'all out. Once again, I want to say thank you for letting me sit in with y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? We go back, man. Yo, y'all don't even know. Man, look, these are my brothers right here, man. You know.
We go back like spines, like I put in the slider. Well,
yeah,
thanks for coming by the show this week. And for those who don't know, but I know a lot of people will know, obviously, because we're on Six Man Radio. But for those who are just checking for the first time, MCMI Radio, and don't know, Bad Seed is an MC, a true hip-hop artist, who also happens to be the CEO of Six Man Entertainment.
That's right.
The man in the company behind Six Man Radio, which is
that's
the station
right.
that brings you MCMI Radio every week, Friday nights, you know?
That's right.
So Seed is co-hosting the show with us tonight. we'll talk about his music and upcoming projects and stuff, and also an artist that's on Six Man Entertainment named XL the Kid, who will come by later. He just dropped a mixtape. We're playing some joints from that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that, you know, about XL the Kid, and you know, I'm excited to introduce him to y'all. It's actually the first Six Man Entertainment artist, because you know I'm an artist on Six Man, so the first other than myself, you know,
right.
is XL. I mean, you know, I've had my hands on a lot of artists that are very successful at this present moment, you know, but, you know, as far as an artist that I put out, this is the first one, so I'm very excited about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, appreciate
it. So,
appreciate
you know, before we even talk about all the music and coming out of Six Man, what did you think of that album title, the joint we started the show off with? It's Craig G's album, Ramblings of an Angry Old Man.
Yeah.
Have you checked that yet? Or is that
yeah,
your first
yeah,
time
yeah.
hearing it?
I actually haven't heard the whole album yet. I had Craig on my show. Shameless plug, my show, Six Man Radio, comes on tomorrow night, 7:30, 9:30. Myself and Nadine Michelle, you know, we got Imam Thug and Sayari the Kid on there tomorrow night. So y'all make sure y'all check it out. Yeah, but, you know, I had Craig on before. You know, we chopped it up about the album and
right.
I think it's dope. I think that it's actually it's more than appropriate. It represents how we feel, how we really feel as elder statesmen in this shit, you know, and watching how it goes, you know. And it's not even like we're angry and we're mad and we want to fight these little niggas. I mean, although I do sometimes, you know. But
yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah, you know, I want to take my belt off on these niggas sometimes. Like, but eat the cake, anime, eat the fucking cake, anime. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with it. I think it's appropriate, and it's salute to him, man. You know, shout out to him, and God bless. Hope he does very well.
Definitely.
Word up. Shout out to Craig G. Definitely a friend of NCMI, and maybe we will have him on the show at some point in the future.
Yeah,
so,
but wait,
see,
wait. Whoa, brother, wait. I'm co-hosting, right? So I got to wait. Hey. But wait. Hold on. Y'all said that the Kendrick Lamar album was a classic. I got to chime in on this real quick.
Here we go.
I think that it's dope. I think that the album is definitely dope. But I feel like people are throwing that word classic around because there's nothing out that it even mirrors being a classic. Let's really think back to what a classic really is, you know, and let's put it up there and with those that we really deem as classics. And really ask yourself, does it really stand there with that? Will we be listening to this album 25 years from now? You understand what I'm saying?
Still listen to Kane or Wu-Tang Clan's first album or Big Pun, Capital Punishment, you know.
Exactly.
Ready to
and
die.
That's my point. I think it's a good album, but classic, nah. We can't get that nigga that.
I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'll be listening to this album for a long time. It's the first album that I've been listening to from beginning to end.
Right.
For a long time. Like, almost every other album that I listen to, I'm skipping at least,
that's my point.
Third
you
of
just,
the track.
You just proved my point, though. I just said.
Wait, but that. I'm not finished. That's only one of the criteria. The others are, like I said, it's a cohesive album.
Right.
It's an actual album. It's not just a bunch of singles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Lyrically, it's amazing, I think. It has replay value because you want to go back and listen to what he says. It has
right.
it has just the spitting joints. It has the storytelling joints. It has melodies. It has dope beats. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
For me,
I think you need to listen to it a couple more times like Paul Rosenberg did and
right.
he changed
awesome.
His mind. You
right.
might, you know.
But you know what, though, Blitz? I think that it's a lot to do with it as well. Is I'm not a real big fan of the fast rap all the damn time. Like, slow down. Like, I be high. I'm a high nigga. Like, I want to sit down, I want to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? So all that fast rap shit, that's cool. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's all right. But I can't give it that. It's sort of like if you like, you might like double cheeseburgers, right? But you don't want no damn lettuce and tomatoes on your shit. Get all that salad out of there. Get right to the meat and the cheese, bro. You
know
what I'm
saying? I don't know
like
where that metaphor is going. But all right, so you say that it's not a classic, but you like the album, though. That's what you're saying. It's a good album.
Yeah.
You're saying,
it's definitely, Yeah. Kendrick, go. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that, here's what's important to me. Did Rosenberg really listen to it a couple days later and be like, you know what? This album is awesome. You know what? This album is classic. I just want to keep it real like that and reverse himself. Or do you think someone got to him like, yo, man, you sound like you were shitting on him. Yo, you better say something. Cause
yeah, I think well, all that shit
on
that
his
happened.
Album and you're looking
yeah,
back.
All that shit that happened with the Nicki Minaj shit, he had to do that because, yo, B, Kendrick Lamar, to the youth, Kendrick Lamar is what is quote-unquote real hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying? That's when we say, yo, y'all niggas ain't out doing no hip-hop or y'all just doing that pop shit, first nigga they gonna throw out their mouth is Kendrick Lamar. So
yeah,
with
but
that
see,
being, but with that being said, you know, which is the truth, it's cool because he is, he represents that for them. But I'm saying, I mean, Paul Rosenberg had to come jump out and co-sign it. He had to.
Right, but that's another thing. For you to say that this is what the youth is deeming as real hip-hop, that's
mm-hmm.
big. Because they could be listening to fucking, you know, Soulja Boy, Waka Flocka
right,
Flame.
Right.
But
absolutely.
They listen to this shit that's
absolutely.
Way closer, if not exactly, the type of shit that we feel. So
absolutely.
it's bringing that younger generation back into what real hip hop is.
Absolutely,
you know
but where did I say that wasn't, you know, the actual fact? Like, that is actual fact. All I
right,
said
but,
was
but
it's the not
album
a classic.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer.
You know, for who? For who though?
For
because
all,
because
for,
it was
all
it was already getting set up.
For all those young kids that actually want to MC,
right.
It's a game changer for them because now they feel justified in doing that. Because they know that Kendrick and you know, his crew, TDE, is doing it. And they're the young cats, and you know, they can get away with it. So why?
But there was niggas before that. There was niggas before that, but there was, what's homie from Our Future? What's his name? What's homie name? Come on, fellas. Tyler. Tyler the creator.
Tyler the creator,
yeah. Who's not even the nicest in the group. We have
he's
a
not.
Track that I want to play later by Earl
he's
Sweatshirt
not.
Called Chum. Earl Sweatshirt
right.
is the shit.
Right.
That dude can rhyme.
Yeah, but they fuck with them. Like, they like the youth, they fuck with them. Like, this is what I'm saying. I only said that to say that they use him. Like, if you're in a dispute with a young kid about hip-hop
right.
and you're like, and you say something to them about how they not really up on what really hit. The first nigga they gonna throw out there is Kendrick, which was rightfully so. That's
right.
what I said, you know. But in terms of the album being a classic, nah, I think that a lot of people are saying that because there is lack thereof. Like, it's almost like you don't have any water. You get some, you gonna love that shit, right? You know what I'm saying? You get even a little bit. You
I'm
get
saying,
a little
you know what,
bit
I love
water.
That shit.
Yeah, that's great. You know what I'm saying? That's great. You know, enjoy. You feel me? And I think that's dope. That's dope that we can even have this conversation about it, you know, instead of not having this conversation about an album being potentially a classic. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So at least someone's making music
right.
nowadays, a current artist making music that could be considered for people to talk about. This is
right.
a really good album. Is it a classic or not? You know, that's
right.
good because
right.
we haven't
shout
even had
him.
That for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, shout to him, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, Seed, since you're co-hosting, first I want you to tell the people who listen to our show a little bit about Six Man Radio and how you started, you know, what gave you the idea to do the station and how you got us and the other hosts down. Just a real brief, just run it down. And then I want you to play some music that represents, you know, what you play, because you have a show on Saturdays.
Yes.
Right, 7:30. And
Six Man
Radio, home of the contemporary hip hop and R&B, right? You play hip hop and R&B.
Nah, it's the home of adult contemporary.
Adult contemporary, okay. Let them know, clarify.
Because, I mean, basically, the whole idea came from I have an idea for a movement. It's the adult contemporary hip hop movement. I just feel like hip hop. You know, we grew up, hip-hop did. It's always been catered to the youth, and I feel like there should be a separate Grammy category for adult contemporary hip-hop, just like how there's adult contemporary R&B and alternative rock and there's sub-genres to the main thing, then we should have that too. And I feel like artists such as Camp Lo and people of that nature should not have to be fighting at the cash registers with one of the new niggas. You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't have to be doing with Future. He shouldn't have to be doing that. It should be
right.
split up, you know. So I always had the idea of wanting to do something to give back and give some sort of central location where artists can come and tell when their next album is coming out or when their tour dates, because all we're seeing is mainstream. You know, you got to really dig and search for shit to find out when something is coming out. But we wanted to have a central location. And when I was working on the Side Eye mixtape last year, you know, my sister and partner at the time, you know, her and my man E Dub from Get Yours Radio. They, you know, I did an interview with him for my project, and he liked the idea of Six Man Radio. Well, about adult contemporary hip hop. So what
right.
he did was he got with her. He was like, "Yo, man, he should do a radio show about it." And you know me, like I'm like, ah, man, radio show. But then, you know, I got into it and enjoyed it, loved it. You know, it's the coolest thing in the world to sit there and be able to sit and talk as a fan to your favorites, the people you came up on. And, you know, we've had, we've had a little bit of everybody on there, you know.
And MCMI is a part of that movement, too. And just so people don't think, like, well, you guys just have the word adult in the music, so that means you're only going to play stuff like from Craig G.
Right.
No, what it means is these are adults with adult tastes. We might like a new artist that just came out, like Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
So
we're going to
play him. But we have other tastes, too. We're not only going to play the last, you know, people that just released their first single and our new artist buzzing. You know, we're going to have
a wide range of tastes. But don't get it twisted, though.
Because
like, I play Kendrick and stuff like that, too. I want the people to understand, just like you're telling them, and just to come back and reiterate, is that it's a sound. You know, it's not that pop, gut, bubblegum, ABC rap. I consider that to be childish.
Little kid music.
I consider it to be childish. So when you sit down
that's
and you're
middle
actually,
school, in high school, that's what they
write.
You know,
when you're sitting down and you're actually writing, and you're writing and you're coming up with something, and you've got bars and metaphors and this, that, and the third. Now you're talking to an adult because you're making it make sense. So you're making adult contemporary hip hop.
That's what appeals to a grown ass man and woman. And the thinking person. And there's a lot of kids that are also on that level, too, because they're really into this seriously. And so they don't want to only hear the bubblegum rap either. They want to hear, you know, really good artists. A lot of kids that I talk to, and I'm surprised and impressed that they know all the artists that, you know, are of really good caliber, and they might be 13 or 14.
Wow.
But they don't only listen to what's pushed to that age group. They seek out, you know, all kinds of music. And, you know, that's good. So those people have a place as our audience. You know, they're going to love the types of shows that are on Six Man Radio. College folks are going to love it. Grown folks are going to love it. It's just good music and serious, you know,
Niggas mama's going to love it. You know what
I'm
saying? Niggas baby mama's is going to love it.
So you know, when what month did you start? It was this year. It's not that long ago. When did we set
it
off?
It was April. The end of April, you know. And we already, you know, quarter of a mil, you feel me, total. With all the other shows on the network. We have y'all, MCMI Report on Friday nights. We have Woodshop Radio on Thursday nights, Cobra. Wednesday nights, we got Tell All Radio with Jasmine, Princess Jazzy. Tuesday nights, we got Poetic Designs Radio, PD Radio with Tammy and Black.
Yep.
Every other Sunday, we got Nadine, my co-host, you know, my sister, my co-host, love her to death. She got Bodega Fresh on every other Sunday, you know. We've been blessed, yo. We've been blessed. It's picking up. People, you know, they're feeling it, you know.
And all the shows are a little different, so you guys should check them out. Some of them are just talking about issues. Some of them are just playing a lot of music. Some of them are more oriented towards love songs and ballads. Some of them are the hardcore hip hop and stuff that we're rocking right now. You know, check it out. Six Man Radio. Do a search. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. You know, and you'll see MCMI Radio in there as well on Fridays.
Yeah,
so, why don't you hit them with some music? Okay, you're on the wheels now.
All right.
Play some stuff like how when you're doing your show.
All right, cool.
Hit them with some good hip hop right now.
All right, cool. And you know,
projects.
I'm gonna play a couple. I'm not even gonna play like the whole record. You know, I'm just gonna play a couple. I'm gonna play little pieces like up to the chorus and all that. Cause I'm looking at the time. I see what the time's looking like. So, you know, we're gonna keep it G. I'm sorry, that's the CEO bullshit. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. MCMI Radio, man. It's going down. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage. Along with GMS and my nigga Blitzkrieg, man, we go back, y'all. Y'all don't even understand, y'all. Y'all understand OBS Hydra. We used to tear down the New York City Underground. We tore down everywhere. If they had a stage with mics on it, we fucked that place up, man. Both camps. I need for y'all to know and understand that. But we gonna get into this shit. Bad Seed, y'all. Six Man Radio. Let's get it.
I said I would retire, bro. cause rap music is getting tired, so onto a better genre, somewhere I can grow into a giant, the musical Kobe Bryant, yo. And my music is so defiant, yo. Against the grain, like trying to train a mini fro. You catch some willy sound, silly songs are semi pro. Anybody could get in the game and win with any flow. I know I ain't heard a good CD in a long time, and I'm tired of what's been on the radio. Save me, yo. Better yet, I save myself. I'm looking to save my life. Y'all looking to save your wealth. I'm looking to make a difference, so I won't sit on the shelf. I'ma come around when I'm needed. I don't need your help. I don't even care if y'all follow me. Go and lead yourself. People hear the keys to the cells. Y'all need to free yourself for yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got you, then the snakes win it. That's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it. Trying to turn these 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul. Fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dope for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wantin' the Maybach. You wantin' your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me say back. You don't wanna listen, well, you can hit your playback. Way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do, cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted. You've been warned, I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm, and we need hot, it's just not, it's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use the thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafens like I wrote for Philip Morris, damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest breath in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm bill paying, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry could drown slow. The music's more than counting views and downloads. I know I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the town low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile. Got me teaching boys in the hood, now I'm furious style. These fake hard dudes are see-through. I'm God to these weak youth. My bar's too deep through. I'm on 2D2. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend. Without radio spins, I win. It's from within. I know you like new rappers. I'm not new, but I ought to. Bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that Fox tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. I beat bruises, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call. I'm so backwards, y'all. Kill them, I will. Call me I-L-U-M-I-T-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
DJ Scratch, this how you want me to set it, homie?
I hope you're ready to march, niggas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back with gargantuan rap, detour. I hope somebody quickly call up a doctor, go get a medic. Somebody about to get a pioneer section. Oh shit, nigga, going insane, motherfucker. About to rupture your cell membrane. Check the propane, bitch. The foul cocaine, little nigga. Type of shit that you can't.
DJ Scratch, this how you want me to set it, homie? Incredible Hulk, chemical imbalance. Bitch. Oh my God, show
and so I said,
excuse me then.
My gosh, you look dumb.
Hey, put your money on them.
Better double the price.
Let's get it, nigga.
Now. You see him back on my bullshit. You die, little niggas gonna learn. Watch how. The fire gonna burn. Up, shift in the climate. Quiet. And if you won't touch what I'm on, bitch, I wish a nigga try it. I mentioned in the back to cause a riot.
I got drunk.
And I come to supply it. And you niggas on a diet. You can't stop it. When I drop, you know you can't deny it. I'm a homeboy. You know that I'm a cook and I'm a fryer. While I'm counting this money at a higher, I'm taking it back, putting your hands where my eyes can see.
Ice cream, I think. For the nighttime. 4 to 9 with 9, 4 to 9 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine, we still shine, 4 to 9 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 to 6. When the nighttime comes, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor, the next step. Fonte, best cap, secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw, whether they bootlegged or paid for. Old school like Prince Deja, when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map through dismantling. Embarrassing, arrogant cats in battling because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club spitting out the Heinekens. Like, goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again, he nice with the homonym. Ill feel, I guess I got it from my mom and them. Real dope, who doesn't find him? This one is for the MCs in Carolina. 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Night always hit.
Fuck that, I'm bringing this back. This my shit. Little yo, brother, nighttime maneuver. Let's get it.
For the nighttime. 4 to 9 with 9, 4 to 9 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine, we still shine, 4 to 9 with 9, and the 9 with 9, and the 3 to 6. When the nighttime comes, that's how we do that shit. That's how we do that shit. Hey yo, it's the new flavor, the next step. Fonte, best cap, secrets is the AIDS cure. I stay raw, whether they bootlegged or paid for. Old school like Prince Deja, when he was hosting Rap City with finger waves on. I put my name on the map through dismantling. Embarrassing, arrogant cats in battling because their raps ain't astonishing. Got niggas in the club spitting out the Heinekens. Like, goddamn it, when that nigga take him rhyme again, he nice with the homonym. Ill flow, I guess I got it from my mom and them. Real dope, who doesn't find him? This one is for the MCs in Carolina. 3 in the morning, insomnia rhymes to say, yo, let's put the drama behind us, just let the beats rock. Start a cypher while the whack niggas eavesdrop. Knife mouth, click it on the beatbox. Night always hit me in my sweet spot. Go to the crib, drink some peach schnapps, and doze off the pee drop. 4 to 9 with 9, 4 to 9 with 9. When the sun go down, we still shine, we still shine.
So what you doing to the music we hold there? Stupid, I go there, take it wherever it's gotta go. The man's flow is sharp as the laboratory hands on the fuck. Stop and hide, you're the obvious answer, can't know. Body, you get bodied, now everybody is amped though. Better off letting your hands go in the air like the fans go. Watch the damn show and letting your mans know. MCMI,
like we bringing 88 back.
Once again, this is the best of MCMI Radio. We are not live, so do not call us this week.
Please hang up and try your call again. Please hang up. This is a recording.
Son of a bitch!
Asshole.
You bitch!
I'm calling you an asshole because that's what you are, an asshole.
We will be back live again next week, Fridays, MCMIReport.com.
That's right. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand?
Yeah.
When it comes to me,
one, two, yeah. Coming through, yeah. The show,
yeah.
Ha, conference, yeah. Outside, yeah, diggers, the outside, yeah, that busted out shot town.
A bitch nigga with an attitude named Q, step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like just in a whole coat? You ain't made shit dope since America's most wanted to see from the Midwest to the East. On the dick of the East for your first release. Your lease is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. And videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born God. Re-risk, got the nerve to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm filling out your death certificate. Slinging bean pies and St. Ives in the same pitch instead of repenting. On the 16th of October, get the beast beside George Clinton. To rock over rap, careers over, better off acting. What trouble I see, and manager WC and Wack 10, you're backed into a four-corner hustler. Lying on your dick. Said you was fucking up. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from gangster to Islam to the dictator effects. It'll take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving you mouth shots or hits. With the pipe that Ralph got, Chris Tucker ain't around. It's your Friday, it was good. I wasn't sorry she was with the boys in the hood.
I see the bitch in you when you don't speak your mind. The bitch in you look at me in my eyes blind. I see the bitch in you to be hard, you trying.
For this rap shit, Cube, I'm calling out. I break in and smack niggas. This in the slaughterhouse, this ain't no East Coast, West Coast, none of the above. I'm from Chi, I went to Cali.
What?
Niggas gave me love. There's a thin line between the fake and the real. Grafted ass nigga, I see through your glass hill. Had skills. Once upon a time on this project, yo. I'ma have to wreck a whole say. I heard a whole say you a favorite rapper.
So what?
So I had to slap her. And violate you,
you.
A Muslim drinking brew. Your nigga ain't no Mac 10. He's a 22. I seen you,
Mac.
You ain't say shit in ATL. Cube, I like that diamond charm. I might cuff it then sell it out like you stole Cam and Threat. A year ago, you wasn't talking shit about the West. Guess you knew your shit was done, plus the one got you cable. Who banging? You ain't banging shit, but the table in a circle, man. Ain't got no choice but to fight. Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers got a chance on the mic. Anytime you come out, Joe, I'ma talk about you. Until you let that bitch in you, walk about you.
Scalpel.
Here.
Sponge.
Here.
Wait.
He's convulsing. He's convulsing. We're gonna have to shock him.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to shock
him. These are the results of 1,000 electric volts. A neck with pulse. Nurse, we're losing him. Check the pulse. A kid who refused to respect adults. Wore spectacles with tape frames and a freckled nose. A corny looking white boy, corny and always ornery. Cause I was always sick of brawny bullies picking on me. And I might snap. One day just like that, I decided to strike back. Slashed every tire on the bike rack. My first name, Junior High. This kid said, you and I, 3 o'clock sharp, this afternoon you die. I looked at my watch, it was 1:20.
I already gave you my lunch money, what more do you want from me?
He said, don't try to run from me, you just make it worse. My palms were sweaty and I started to shake it first. Something told me,
try to fake a stomach ache, it worse.
I screamed,
ow!
Goodbye, yo. No, 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 no. My testimony is
to say goodbye, yo. It's real, it's real. No, 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 no. Hey, yo, classy. Big change, the jury was nasty. Real fly fish, you know, fugazi. Fly fish, you dressed to kill. We hill, now walk through the mill. Better rock, cluttered pockets, king and jumping the wheels. Crack business, plus stack business, equal gap business. Everybody smell when your Mac whistles. Big beard minks and long johns, links and long bombers, half moon seats and more ganja. The bars from yesterday got me thinking excel through life. You glow through the best of years. I'm gonna let you know. Hey yo, hey yo, my testimony is real. If they like that, never can say goodbye, yo.
Almost time to get out of here. Not quite yet, almost.
MCMI.
Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Another great classic show. Hope you enjoyed the overtime. Hit you with some Raekwon, some Joey Badass, featuring Capital Steez and CJ Fly, produced by Static Selector. You also heard from Shot Stimuli with a new one featuring Skyzoo and Torrey. And we're about to get out of here, but I just want to pay respects to some important people right now. Give respects due to our affiliates on Six Man Radio, The Bad Seed, of course, the lovely Nadine Michelle. Shouts to her. They have a show tomorrow, 7:30, Saturday night, on Six Man Radio. Poetic Designs Radio, Woodshop. These are all different shows, different days of the week. On the same affiliate station that you're listening to MCMI Radio on Fridays. So what you guys should do is throw the words Sixth Man Radio up in Google and click on the link, because it's a long link, so I'm just giving you the easy way to find it. And you'll see different shows listed for each day of the week. You'll see us on Fridays, MCMI Radio. And you'll see shows like The Woodshop, Tell All Radio, Bodega Fresh. The next couple of shows coming up are tomorrow. Billy Danz of MOP will be on Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle's show, Six Man Radio. Just bookmark Six Man Radio from wherever you're listening to us right now on, or wherever you downloaded us from. That's what we're broadcasting out of, coming through Six Man Radio. And we're also on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us on iTunes by searching MCMI Radio and or Six Man Radio. And the easy way to get all our past shows is to go to mcmireport.com, mcmireport.com. Press radio on the menu, and you'll see an archive of past shows with photos, descriptions, download links, and all that. So our ratings have jumped, by the way, this last month. We've gotten a lot more downloads and a lot more live listens to these last three or four shows. So right now we're feeling a ratings boost. We appreciate it. We know this show is going to get a lot of listens, a lot of downloads. Keep sharing them with people. Send them the link. Tell them about the show. And speaking of links and shows, shout out to our Plague Fam and MCMI affiliates, Pack FM and Tone Deaf, who have the number one podcast right now. They don't broadcast live like we do, MCMI Radio. Their podcast is uploaded once a week. It's pre-recorded. And it's basically Tone Deaf and Pack FM for the most part, talking for an hour about a lot of crazy stuff. It's informative, it's funny, it's really entertaining. It's the most entertaining thing that I listen to right now. I like to download it to my phone and then play it in the car through the cable. That's over at qn5.com. If you haven't heard it yet, you're living under a rock. It's called Tacos and Chocolate Milk, and you can find it at, you just got a URL for it, tacosandchocolatemilk.com. Shout out to them. Sometimes they have guests on the show as well, on their podcast. So check that out.
MCMI.
So stick around. We got some more brand new music, but right now, I'm going to take a little trip. to the 90s.
What we're going
to
do right here is go back, back into time.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Shout out to Neil Armstrong, who's going to get us into this mix right now. Shout out to Fifth Platoon.
Juggernaut,
let's go. Classic underground, Fondulum Records, shout to Bobito.
MCMI.
Hey, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Go.
MCMI presents the classic December 28th Public Assembly, Brooklyn, New York. Take it to the West Coast.
Damn, block is trying to sound like me, cause I MC. say flavor like lollipops and charms and blow up spots like napalm bombs in Vietnam.
I'm on heat like the beach stand on Baywatch and spray glocks like corrupt transit cops to keep the shot proof under my puffy North French goose. When I walk the deuce, sipping overproof, getting pissy. Visions are getting stuck from my pace like my name was Biggie. Therefore my trigger finger stays itchy. My index set to squeeze at my enemies. Jelly, keep clips on my side like jelly. Ha, handles biz, big boy. I don't be joking. Grab the nine and come out smoking. Kids like the mask, splash you if I have to, son. I'm a born killer, what? And it's natural.
What's the deal? The real is in front of your eyes. Recognize the real eyes. As the shorty block still tap the 40 top. I got tired of the breeze from DTs and dropping to my knees and praying to God, please. I hope they don't shoot me up. These hillbilly cowboys, they boot me up, root and chew me up. I also got tired of the snitches. I still got love for my niggas, the riches, the bitches, but no more crime, drugs, and stick ups. Now I'm in the rap game, hope my record sales pick up. Did a couple of shows, three videos, fucked some new hoes, bought some new clothes. Ain't nothing changed, still want ends. I still want to chill with my friends. I still want the same black Benz. Until then, I rock an 87 Blazer. Sometimes I still pack a razor. That'll phase ya, not Fantasia. Fantastic, and UG, cellar dwellers from now to infinity.
Federation, cream, crystal, and piss styles, and thick gals with thick brows. Sick an individual out for hundreds, not in your stomach. Jews, you run it, will not be clicking. Pushing rock for no ignition. The bin pulley, who's get bullied by my team? Infrared guys, lead beams, some get steamed. I'm played by the six shooters, whips and hooters. I'm zipping on scooters through the PJs. These days is trite, everyday life is bog. So my click stack with the slugs for the Mac 1-1. Cruise gets on the gun, down like in the West. Wear armor on my chest to protect my flesh from the young guns, flat just to get all rep. Like guru, run up close range with the 2-2. Hit you with two and rip through your epidermis. Slugs hit your mug and burn like a furnace.
What's the deal?
Yo, the real is in front of your eyes.
Recognize or realize kids don't fantasize how you feel.
Don't chill, you're dealing with real guys.
Recognize or realize kids don't fantasize
what I feel. Yo, the real is in front of your eyes.
Recognize or realize kids don't fantasize
how you feel. Don't chill, you're dealing with real guys.
Some New York Underground classic. I am Mighty featuring Most Def.
It's on fire tonight. Everything on my side is looking alright. It's the high power original B-boy traditional raw base material. Brooklyn individual true brand imperial. You're hearing on your stereo transcribed alive. The Most Def initial. Sit back and listen. You ain't in no position to deal with my conditional mentally and physical strength is indivisible. Crews becoming pitiful. Space we found a typical downfall. Eventual act. I'm not feeling you. Don't know what your label telling you or what magic beans they selling you. I can't flow. You can't though. Example of a cat who just a modern day sample. Who be bitching out to A&R demand so you could collect your little petty cash advance. Ho, you knock me and sloppy, but not me. I'm I.
I'm foul, plus I'm winning. You think I shot the ref? Rock the vest if you out of tone speaking. Cause I'm right there like nightmares. I catch them C's while they sleeping. I'm back. These rap cats is wild. Got them in the studio popping values. Remastering they album. I'm about to re-up and restructure the case. You stuck. You about to get rearranged and replaced. I got plans for this rap game. Put your head in the toilet. Look, son, if you think my shit didn't change, my shit is out of your range. Rip you out of your frame. Cop your tape and the next day, cops in exchange. If you ain't rocking more, rocking for without heat, y'all MCs ain't hot no more. So for you lame cats trying to put your hit out, try rocking back and forth. It might be easy to get your shit out. It was a jam at the center, and the party was shaking, and the poppers was popping, and the breakers was breaking, and they won't be. Everybody know that B-boy rocks, guys, the man.
I'm Jedi Master.
Star Mace Windu, what you been through? Keep MC's head wrapped like Erykah Badu. Hip-hop's Cleon Jones, when Eon Jones whackers MC's, we pee on those. No need to impede the high and mighty Misty. That shit would be as ignorant as Jimmy the Greek. Claiming they got Dilla when they really got Dookie. Got a mill from Charlie Brown when I kidnapped Snoopy. Eon, Stella Performance, Nate Ornette, Rob Menace, the virtual verbal nuisance in accordance with all the laws from the cordless. Starbuck coming through, leaving any pin cordless. Stereo stomping, defeating me is like Latrell choking up John Thompson. Charles Bronson had a death wish, but it's next to left shit. Leaving all these hot air MCs breathless.
It was a jam at the center, and the party was shaking, and the poppers was popping, and the breakers was breaking, and the moon shit on the air. Everybody know that's the B-Boy Doctor document. It's that
MCMI, people call me
GMS.
GMS.
No flagra.
What? Yeah. Brand new coming through. Long Island. Harlem World. All out. All out. Let's talk about it. What? Yeah. Now put your hands up. What? Now put your hands up. Now put your hands up. Now get your back up off the wall.
I'm better feeling than running raw. Chain dangling. I need a swing. What your niggas think? I'ma do when I get real money. Piano cheese. Play the series. Piece of little seats. Microphone track. Blow it loose. Score it. Oh, Lord. Promo number one. That extra the grenade. Then the very next day, I smash the shit. Alleyway. We delay by 90 days. You better find me anyways. I return to the terror dome. Ain't nobody home. In the elevator, trash true like your open palm, so you don't move. You push a button, it will happen nothing. I push one and there's a man with the gun in the doorway. I'm in 4A, I've been in there all day. I had some smoke, some bitches, and chicken on a slab. There's enough for everybody, so y'all niggas don't grab.
Come on, come on, come on, yo. Look at your back up off the wall. What? I said, damn. Come on, come on, so put your hands up. Stop frontin' and pop some. Cornball niggas stay frontin', ain't got nothing. Mad cause the life I lead, twice the speed. Brown skin mommy, that's the wife I need. Like that weed, front nigga might just bleed. Tryna ball with y'all, but I might just squeeze.
Second coming to Christ, I make you run for your life. It's like a gun up against a knife. You can never win when we fight to the end. I'm tight with the pen, don't be going off the head, cause they be blowing off the head. And showing off the skills of the mentally dead. I do the knowledge before any words get said. Herbs get me red, hold on, simply red. Pimps be dead and rap, everybody's fed with that. Y'all could go ahead with that. I'm trying to show you where my head is at. Dread be the positive black. Drop the beat, you get lax. See you when you get back. Lyrical three pack, spiritual miracle.
Yeah.
Lord Jamal the Imperial. Microphone serial killer. Urban gorilla. You acting mysterious? We have to take this rap shit serious. Slap the taste out of your mouth to break that.
Put your back up off the wall. What? I said, damn. Come on, come on. So put your hands up. Stop fronting and pop something. Come on, boy, nigga, stay fronting. Ain't got nothing. Mad to the life I lead. Twice your speed. Brown skin, mommy, that's the wife I need. Like that weed. Front nigga might just bleed. Trying to ball with y'all, but I might just bleed.
GMS.
This is a
Bush, baby.
Yeah, step into the plague, that's when you're lost. So that wraps up our classic 90s set. You know, we didn't play everything this a whole decade, but gave you guys a little taste.
Before you die tonight.
Exactly. Yo, that right. That group, Souls of Mischief, was so lyrical. People nowadays, back then we used to say when an artist was lyrical like that, we would call them like lyrically, verbally. Now we say rappity-ass rappers. But these cats, like, just did everything they could with the syllables, Pharoah Monch, people like that.
Rappity-ass rappers.
So anyway, Yeah, I think we should intro this new Plague joint that dropped today, December 21st.
Gosh, yeah.
It's a joint venture. It's MCMI and our good friends at QM5 Music. Shout outs to Tone Deaf, Conan Linguist, Kokaye, Substantial, everybody over there. And of course, Pack FM.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we were writing in the house, and Pack was over my spot. We're listening to beats. This beat that Wild Child made quite a while ago, I think around 07 is when I first heard it. I don't know if he made it before then. But this was an amazing beat that never got used. And it was supposed to be a Hydra song, but we never completed it. So Pac was like, hey, let's use that. Can we use that track for collaboration? So we hollered at Wild Child, and he was with it. There's a lot of 12s in this joint, rapping for 12 bars. Our crew, The Plague, in the 90s, since we're on the 90s topic, we used to call ourselves the Army of the 12, Army of the 12 Monkeys, The Plague, a.k.a. Gang Green, all that good stuff. You know, so this joint is called 12, and I saw it on Two Dope Boys about an hour ago, so I'm sure it's going to be on all the blogs an hour after now, because everybody goes to Two Dope Boys and just rapes their content. But you also can go over to mcmireport.com and qm5.com and, get it from the source.
So, let's just, play shit.
So this is produced, again, by Wild Child, the Ill Endangered Species. And it's Hydra and Dominion on a track. For those who don't know, Hydra is myself, GMS, Wild Child, who rhymes and produces for us, and your boy, LR Blitzkrieg, and Dominion.
Yes, sir.
Tell them who's in Dominion, Blitz.
Yeah, Dominion. You got Pack FM. You got Substantial. Shout out to Substantial. He came out here to Brooklyn a week or two ago. Rocked the show. He's on tour now. Just did some shit with YU and a couple other cats at another spot. He's been definitely on his grind with his new album, Homers Where the Art Is. Then you got Mr. Mech, Mr. Mech, hang out with all the porn stars and shit. That dude. Yeah.
Exactly. MCMI in the building, word. So, the three of them, they had a reunion show. They were a crew also back in the day, or a group, a three-man group, as was Hydra. And, Hydra's dropped a couple joints on mixtapes. We've collaborated on some Plague records, and we never really put out a Hydra album, an official album. And neither did Dominion. So that's what's kind of interesting about this joint. Dominion has had one-off singles and stuff that they did for one of Pac's albums, stuff like that, But this is an interesting joint. It's Hydra and Dominion on the track. It's called 12. MCMI Records and QM5 Music. Check it out.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you got to take into account your Army of the 12 Monkeys factor.
What?
12 Monkeys, honey. In case you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning.
It's the Army of the 12!
You got Hydra and Dominion.
Hydra!
On a record?
Dominion!
Army of the 12.
You know you don't fucked up right
now. This is brought to you by The Plague.
They don't want it!
QM5 Music, MCMI, and the
GMS, the most menacing. Sickness is the cure and music is the medicine. You are now rocking with the Williams sister tennis swing. Michael Jordan's hang time, B games we never bring. Slightly unsettling how cerebus is severing. Head from spine in time, all nerve endings are deadening. That's how we like to ravage. See the same fight the average cipher in the bill. What I spill, well, it's like savage. And they say music calms the beast, so call upon your demons, speak tongues to the deceased, and sacrifice your virgins on the dagger of a priest. Quarantine of this contagion can't contain what lies beneath, to say the least.
I am what the Mayan calendar reference. Your presence is the present, I'm gifting you to the essence. Leave deeper than all of you, that's Leviathan excellence. The Plague bitch, you represent pestilence personified. MCMI is an entire empire. Prior higher powers ending is dire. Die via electrified barbed wire. Hogs tire on fire. Eyes are sadistic fuck. Hey bitch, listen up. Okay, obey what we say or decay. Your chapter ended. If I click, clack, and spray, won't be the way. Pack at finish mended. Ain't no way to mend it. You've descended to oblivion. One yourself, be the 12. This is Hydra's Dominion. You're free.
Today. Y'all heard it first here. No, that hasn't been played anywhere because we just put it up. It just dropped, yeah. And we're the first people playing it. So everyone who listens to this, whether they listen live or they download it later, like a podcast, listen to it, you're getting the exclusive right now from
exclusive.
The source.
Exclusive.
MCMR.
Yeah,
so tell them a little about the joint, where they can get it.
Yeah, I had the dopest verse on that song. Yeah.
Well, I went first, cause, you know, you got to put the dopest guy first, you know what I mean?
Alright, so yeah, you can pick that up on, you know, MCMI's Bandcamp page. You can go to MCMIReport.com and you'll find a link to our Bandcamp, or you can just go to, tell them it, you.
You could go to MCMI.bandcamp.com or just go to MCMIReport.com and you should see it because it's blogged.
Exactly. And you know, it's there for download. You can pay whatever you want to pay for it. If you want more dope plague music, Hydra music, music from MCMI, music from PH, you know, music off of my solo album is coming because I'm so fucking dope. You know, drop us some money. Drop us, you know, $1 for the joint. Drop us $50 for the joint at Christmas. You know.
Yeah. Now it's a name your own price joint. So, you know, if you don't have it and you want to listen to it, you know, we want you to hear the music. So you can enter your email address, you know, give us some info, and the song's yours for free. But, you know, I think people should be.
Retail price is like, you know, $32.50. I think that's a fair
price. Suggested retail price is 12. 12 cents, $12, $1.20. You know, keep the concept. Basically, when we were writing the song and recording it, it was December 12th, 2012. It was 12-12-12. And Blitz is like, this is crazy. You know, can we put it out today? But we were actually making the song, so that wasn't going to happen. So, you know, we're saying, what should we call this record? We didn't have the chorus yet. We got that later. I don't know. What should we call it? So it's the 12th of the 12th month of the 12th year of this decade, 2012. We're each spitting 12 bars on the record. We're Army of the 12 Monkeys, so eventually it kind of just became like, okay, this song's going to be called 12. And who came up with that chorus? Was that you? Blitz, that was
yeah,
your
that was me. I came up with that chorus in 12 minutes, you know.
That's dope. That was dope. And we had already dropped all our verses, and we just didn't have a hook. And we were trying different things, and it wasn't working out. We were like, man. And I was like, all right. We were in the studio. We were, like, paying money for thinking of a chorus right there on the spot. We were like, come on, we got to get this done, you know? So,
yeah,
we're, like,
nice.
I got it.
Take that long.
Yeah.
So I do. That's how I do it.
Yep. Got to give you credit on that one. Also, nice artwork, digital art. On that joint.
Yeah, go check out the artwork. That shit is dope. Because I do dope shit.
Word up. So shout out to Pac FM for inspiring us to write to that track by, you know, saying let's do this joint together. It's cool collaboration between Dominion and Hydra. And,
shout out to my brother Wild Child for dusting that shit off from like 7 years
definitely.
Ago. Definitely.
You know? Now, earlier we were playing the original beat to Talk Over. We were playing the original. That was like a simple version of it. He was like, no. I made this beat like 5-6 years ago. I'm going to totally reproduce it. So he updated the kicks. He added trumpets. He went to the studio with live trumpet players. That's not like a keyboard sound. Like Wild Child is a perfectionist with this, you know? Added little touches to it. The timpani. He's like, I need timpanis. It's crazy. A lot of people don't know what a timpani is, a kettle drum. This dude's like... Wait till you guys hear the new version of the beat. He definitely murdered that.
MC, like we bringing 88 back.